You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, February 13th, 11 a.m. Howard Buford Recreation Area, South Meadow. The predominantly overcast sky holds no immediate threat of rain. Mild temperatures foreshadow spring's tentative approach. Fresh emerald camas shoots push their way up through the muddy soil. Meadow rue, bleeding hearts, delphiniums, and cow parsnips burst from the ground in concentrated versions of the adult plants. The yellow flowers of tall Oregon grape are very near rupturing into full blossom. Tiny snowberry leaves are already collecting meager amounts of sunlight. New leaves and flowers dangle from forest osoberries. Their airy branches fill the understory with emergent greenery. The South Meadow looks something like a battlefield. It has been scraped, mowed, mounded, burned, and replanted with native vegetation. When I first walked through here some 30 years ago, blackberries, Scots broom, milk, and Canada thistles had crowded out most remnant native plants. Cattle had been grazing for years on this 200-acre meadow. Dried cow patties were by far the most common artifact of life on this riverside floodplain prairie. Today, the landscape holds the empty tidiness of assault by backhoe, shovel, pruners, and fire. Restoration is a noble goal. The same ingenuity and technology that has given humanity its immense biological success has displaced countless species of plants and animals while breaking down systems and organic connections that have existed for millennia. Memories of the Willamette Valley's previous diversity and abundance fade away with each succeeding generation. Our industrial culture is dynamic, and its ecological footprint is increasing. Plants, animals, and even the air and water are quietly adjusting to our growing presence. This was also true when the first people arrived in our area 12,000 years ago. Megafauna such as mastodons and giant ground sloths soon became extinct after the appearance of bands of human hunters. These people altered the landscape with annual burning and significantly changed their newfound world. The difference between Aboriginal cultures and our global industrial society is that, after a time, the first people reached an ecological balance. Extinctions and displacement eventually slowed to previous levels. At the beginning of the 21st century, we have yet to achieve that balance. Our survival depends upon our ability and will to find environmental stability in a world that we have significantly altered. Buford Park and Mount Pisgah Arboretum have been designed, built, and maintained with the help of many volunteers. Undoing the encroachment of invasives like Himalayan blackberries takes a lot of hard work and persistence. Even after eradication, vigilant maintenance is necessary to keep this relentlessly aggressive plant from taking back what it has lost. Here near the river, an existing side channel has been reconnected to the coast fork of the Willamette, allowing more water to flood into a newly dug and mounded channel system. Native plant seeds and cuttings from an on-site nursery have been sown on the recently formed banks. Increased seasonal flows and plantings in the side channel will over time mature into better aquatic habitat for spring Chinook salmon, western pond turtles, northern red-legged frogs, and other species that need a home away from the constant flow of the river. At my feet, a gentle current runs in the newly formed channel. A garden of water plants bends slightly, indicating the direction of flow. A rough-skinned newt walks deliberately across the bottom. Tiny schools of silver and gold fish dart through openings in a watery jungle where there was once dry land. Above, a red-tailed hawk sits in a leafless cottonwood, watching for the jerky movements of an incautious rodent. This month's Lane County Audubon Society program features Noah Stryker presenting A Season with Penguins in Antarctica, an hour of stunning images and amazing anecdotes from his research with the Delhi Penguins at Cape Crozier from November 2008 to January 2009. Stryker, a Creswell native and OSU graduate, is associate editor of Birding Magazine, a regular columnist for Wild Bird Magazine, and a contributor to other magazines and books. The meeting will be on Tuesday, February 23rd at the Eugene Garden Club at 7:30 p.m. Audubon monthly presentations are free and open to all. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.